Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
Lucinda is witness. I haven't talked about this yet, but the main mic in here has, I don't know, the screws have gone a bit loose, such as the screws of my mind have today, but it keeps drifting away from me.
Yeah, it's like, nah, I don't want to hear from you.
It doesn't want to sit in the same place. But hey, good morning, Lucinda. How are you?
Oh, morena. I'm good. Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, this morning we were just talking about going to bed at like after 10 p.m. and being a bit munted in the morning. That's me this morning.
Yes.
Yep, I need a good 8 hours.
Yeah, same. I'm one of those people. I need 8 hours. I need to be in bed by like 9:45.
Yeah, that's ideal.
Yeah.
That's ideal.
Now, Lucinda, what are we talking about this morning for breakfast food here on BFM?
So I thought I would talk about some of the food, kind of like treats, but also meals that I've been having around the city lately.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people have probably picked up on this, but I work quite a few different jobs. Mm-hmm. So I often am like in the city kind of at random times, trying to find something cheap and delicious to eat. And I've had some really good ones lately. And I guess some of them are like, some things I have are like actual meals. Sometimes mm-hmm. I need to actually feed myself, but sometimes I just need a little something to get me from A to B.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my best somethings lately is on Lawn Street. There is this hole in the wall, which I'm sure people know about, but it was the first time I actually went. Hole in the wall place that sells, and we're talking like literally the counter is on the street. You don't go into a building. They sell fried chicken and egg tarts. And I was walking past the other night. I saw the egg tarts. I got 3 egg tarts for $10. They were hot. They were like kind of sweet but not too sweet, really eggy and delicious. And I just think that an egg tart is one of my favorite foods ever, and it was just such a banger to just come across.
Is it those 2 little places right on the corner? They're right beside each other.
Do you know, I know what you mean.
Yes.
But it's like, it's kind of more towards High Street.
Okay.
And there's that new, really fancy fit out place called Kokomo, which does all the like different coconut products. It's got like beautiful coconut water, like all these different coconut based drinks.
Okay.
And it's kind of directly across from that beautiful fit out. It's like quite a scungy looking little window.
Mm-hmm.
But the ladies working in there, angels, the egg tarts, delicious. I'm going to go back for fried chicken.
Okay. What sort of budget are we talking?
We're talking about 3 egg tarts, $10.
Yes.
Which is like, you know, it's not terrible.
$10, but it's not. $10 in the city is pretty good.
Exactly.
We're talking, this is just off High Street. So.
And this is like, you could get a little treat for you and 2 friends.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could do what I did and eat 2 and then show up to meet your friend being like, I got you an egg tart, as though you hadn't already eaten 2. which she was delighted by.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so the can you remember the name of this little place?
I honestly have no idea.
Okay, we've just got a rough location guide.
Yeah,
yeah. Hole in the wall by Kokomo.
Hole in the wall, guys.
Okay.
Smell the fried chicken.
Was it called Kokomo?
Yeah.
Kokomo.
Yeah, okay. Which I actually haven't tried.
Yes.
Because it is always really busy when I go past.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard really good things.
Okay.
I love, apparently their coconut water is really incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes in a really chic little bottle.
Yes.
It keeps appearing on my Instagram Discover feed. Mm-hmm. So must try soon. We'll report back.
Okay. Now, what else? What else have you tried in the city of late?
So I also had, the other night, I had one of those weird nights where I was out and about going to an event, and then I kind of left at about 8:30, having not really had dinner. And I ended up getting the last one, the last banh mi available from Banh Mi 77, which is pretty new, has popped up on that corner, like across from Altea Square, where there's like a whole bunch of different bubble tea places. There's like a kebab place, you know, there's all those little windows. And it honestly had no business being as good as it was.
Banh mi is like a sandwich, right?
Yeah, it's like Vietnamese sandwich, beautiful, delicious, like fresh herbs, sort of slightly pickled veggies.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending what you choose, the traditional is like pate and pork. Usually,
mm-hmm.
But you can also do like, usually they'll do like a tofu or like a lemongrass chicken or lots of different options. I went classic. I went ham and pork, and it was so, so good. It was like a kind of preserved type ham, like a Spam type ham, and then like a really crispy, fatty, delicious pork that was like kind of shiny and sweet. I did feel like a bit of a weirdo because I was like, I want to carry this on the bus with me because my bus arrived as soon as I got my sandwich and I didn't want to like hoe into my banh mi on the bus. But then I just felt very self-conscious holding this like big, beautiful smelling sandwich for this entire bus journey.
I bet you were pretty hungry by the time you got a chance to eat it.
I was so hungry. It was like I stepped off the bus and I just like took the biggest bite. But everyone was just like completely nonplussed. I feel like once you get on the bus after dark,
anything,
I could kind of have just done it and no one would have noticed.
Yeah. Just bits of salad all over the seat.
Yeah. It was cheap too. I think it was like $13.
Okay.
And it was massive. So yes. Highly recommend.
There's a couple of banh mi 77s, right? Is there one on K Road maybe?
Yeah, is there one on K Road as well?
Potentially. Maybe one on K Road and one on Queen.
Oh. I went to the Queen one. I didn't know there was a K Road one.
I think. I'm not sure. I can't confirm. Maybe someone out there, 5395, let us know.
I'm a big fan. I usually do the banh mi in the Queen's Court, like the food court that's just a little bit up from where I was talking about, kind of, I guess, more across from like the town hall.
Yes.
Their banh mi is absolutely incredible and is like a foot long. Like it's so, so big. And you can go up to the counter and they have all the little condiments there. So you can add like beautiful little sweet pickled garlic and like different types of chili sauce, which is quite fun. And you can sit and eat it there. And I feel like when you're having like a cheap eat in the city, there's not always somewhere to sit and eat and be warm.
Yes. Yeah.
So love the Queen's Food Court.
Someone's just texted through wondering about Cyber Toast. A, if it's still open. And are you familiar with Cyber Toast?
I am not familiar with Cyber Toast. Oh my God. Johnny's got it up on the screen and it kind of looks like burger fuel for toast.
Yeah. It does.
Where is Cyber Toast?
Hang on. I'm just doing a quick. let me see.
As a toast lover, I'm like, I'm in.
8 Commerce Street, Auckland CBD, apparently.
Ah.
Cyber Toast. Yeah.
It looks like it's open, eh?
The website looks like it's open.
I mean, it's been open since 2086, apparently. So.
Okay. Now, Lucinda, what else? What else have you
what
been
else
trying
have
on?
I had? Okay, yes. Really different vibe here. The other night actually starts with a not-so-different vibe, but ends in a different place. Went for dinner at K-Soup on Upper Queen Street. You know how there's that weird, maybe I shouldn't call it weird because I would love it to be really invigorated, but there's that little strip of shops and restaurants Upper Queen Street, like between K Road and when you actually get down to kind of Aotea Square part of the city. And I feel like I always just walk down it, you know?
Do you mean like the steep, when Queen Street gets steep and there's like Myers Park, that strip there?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I haven't actually walked that bit of Queen Street for
years. Yeah. Neither. And when I walked it the other night, I was like, damn, this is, I feel like all of the restaurants there have changed. Mm-hmm. Heaps of them looked really good. But the one we went for was K-Soup, which is a Korean soup restaurant. Specializes in soup but also does some what looked like really amazing sizzling plates. Although
we
all got soup. But I love a sizzling plate, so next time. I got the lamb soup and it was, oh my God, it was a freezing cold night, and you know when you have like really cold hands and there's nothing better than a little bowl of soup to sort of cradle. It was like really savory, really like beautiful tender lamb in it. And I read recently, I've been reading this book about traditional Chinese medicine, which was, if anyone is like a big, wants more food audio content and you haven't already, delve into the back catalogue of 888 podcast, which Sam Lowe and Jean Ting have been doing for a while now. And they did a really good episode with a writer about traditional Chinese medicine. So I got her book, The Five Elements, out of the library. Have learned 1,000 things, but one of the things I learned was that traditionally people eat lamb in winter because if you think about it, it's like the lamb was born in spring, and so it's kind of healthier for the planet if you're eating a lamb that's like had a little bit of a life, you know, it hasn't been slaughtered when it's really, really young. So lamb, traditional winter food.
Mm-hmm.
Had the soup, super, super delicious. Had this like beautiful kind of dipping sauce with like perilla seeds and sort of like a salty, sweet, like umami kind of sauce that you'd mix together and dip your little bits of lamb in. Really, really good.
Wow.
Highly recommend.
Nice.
Sorry, that was a long story.
Yes.
I got distracted.
It sounded bloody delicious.
It was really good. Yeah. And all of the other, I think my partner had like a pork bone soup, which looked amazing. There was like a lamb shanks or shank soup. They all looked really good, really savory. But then we were like, okay, we want to go for a drink or a dessert or something. And because I was like, I don't really feel like drinking tonight, we were like, let's go somewhere really nice for a dessert.
Mm.
And I've been thinking about how this isn't a big thing in New Zealand. We don't like go out for dessert, or if we do, we're like maybe lining up at Duck Island.
Yeah, it's more of a treat.
Yeah. And then you're stuck with like a cold thing, like a bubble tea or an ice cream, and you're like out in the cold air.
Mm.
And I want to sit somewhere lovely and eat something sweet and like have a big chat and finish my night. I feel like that would be really cute on a date as well.
Yes. You feel like there's an opportunity in the market for this.
I think we need more of these.
Yeah.
We ended up going, and it was actually so delightful, but we went to Hugo's Bistro on top end of Shortland Street. So a little bit of a walk through the city at night, which was kind of fun. I feel like I haven't done that in a while.
Mm.
And they have this olive oil semifreddo, which I was told had been kind of on the menu, and then it had been taken off and had been like a, if you know, you know, secret menu item for a while.
Yep.
But it's now officially back on the menu, and it is so, so good. It's like, I want it now.
Okay.
For Ricky.
What is the address of this place?
It's on Shortland Street.
Yep. Okay.
Top end. Shortland Street, I always think of as like the weirdest part of town because it's just like lawyers.
Yes.
But
not too far from BFM.
Yeah. And it's open all day as well. I want to return for Ricky there.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a, I feel like it's a little bit of an oasis in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been hearing for ages that it's a really, really nice spot. And I've never actually had a proper meal there. But now I've had the semifreddo.
Excellent. Hey, Lucinda Bennett, all hot tips. Where can people follow your writing if they need to check in?
If you would like to read my newsletter, I currently write The Boil Up for the spinoff. So you can pop on the spinoff and subscribe to that. Or you can follow me on Instagram, where I'm now actually posting. And that's Lulu_baguettes.
Thank you so much, Lucinda.
Thank you.
We'll check in with you next Thursday.
Yeah, ka kite.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.